Hello, welcome to Table Talk. This is Dr. John. I hope that we really do brighten your day as a result of being with us in this morning time. The sun doesn't always shine, but the sun can shine. The Son of God can shine in your life and through you all the time. So we meet together to think about how God is going to work in our lives and how we can be more cooperative and better prepared to be involved with Him in that which He's doing. I believe He puts ideas, or we might call them in a more spiritual term, visions, in our minds and hearts of things that we believe He might want us to do or something He wants us to be. And I believe that's very, very important for us to notice and to pay attention to, so that we are able to participate in God's design for our lives, because He asks us to do things and reveals things He wants us to be that coincide with the way He made us. So, do you have any ideas, any plans, a vision? Do you see yourself involved in something of value in the kingdom of God and to live for Him truly as you've committed to as a follower of Jesus rather than living for yourself? Do you? Well, let's assume you do, since I didn't hear any answers through the radio. I'm going to assume you said, yes, I've got dreams and goals and plans and ideas. So my question is, what are you doing now at some level to fulfill your own vision? I went back to school for graduate degrees much later in life. And part of what influenced me to do so was a friend that I was talking to for advice. And I've passed this advice on to many people individually, and today I'm passing it on to you. He said to me, do you believe God wants you to do this? And I said, well, I believe so. I said, I'm not absolutely certain, but I believe He does. It seems like something that keeps growing in my heart and mind. And he said, well, how long will it take? And I said, well, about 5 years. And he said, so if you don't do it, how old will you be in 5 years? And I told him whatever my age was going to be 5 years later. And he said, and if you do this, how old will you be in 5 years? And of course, the answer is the same. In 5 years, you're going to be the same age, whether you do nothing or whether you do something. And when he told me that, something inside me clicked. And I thought, you know, I just need to go for it. I need to do something now to prepare myself better to fulfill the vision. Now, interestingly, in my case, what I ended up studying was sociology, and particularly as it relates to how the body of Christ can impact communities. And 2 years after I finished that 5-year program, God showed me that I should be doing something in the community in a meaningful, cooperative Christian way. And the result was that we started the Lexington Leadership Foundation. Well, going on to graduate school to be better prepared was something God put in my heart to do. But since I couldn't connect it with the future and I wanted more answers and direction, I was hesitating. But thankfully, my friend convinced me, just by asking me questions, that I should just go for it. So let me ask you again, what are you doing now at some level to fulfill your own vision? Jesus said, when we're faithful in little, we'll be faithful in much. There's a principle there about us doing the little things faithfully that are perhaps mundane, difficult, things for which there's little or no recognition, things that maybe are very hard, perhaps, and yet we sense that God asks us to do this small thing or these small things. And he said, if you're faithful in those little things, you'll be faithful in much. Now, here's one more premise I have about this matter of you doing something to fulfill your own visions. And that is that you're already doing what you believe is important. That's what all of us do. Unless we, in the power of the Spirit, enter sacrificially into some things we believe he has led us to do that do not seem that important to us at the time. Otherwise, we just do what we already believe is important, whether it's playing a video game or watching a TV program or reading a book or involving ourselves in surfing the net. We already do what we believe. So my question is, what do you believe? Do you believe that God's plan for your life is better than you doing this, that, or the other with no purpose? You know, God wants you to be a friend to someone, a great worker. He wants you to be passionate to please Jesus, passionate about loving and providing for your family. He wants you to be a leader at some level. And you need to step into that and be able to answer the question in a tangible way. This is what I am doing to fulfill my vision. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, please help us, each one of us, to be fully engaged in doing that which we can and should do to fulfill the dreams and visions and ideas and plans that you put in our hearts. Help us to be discerning, to know which are of us and which are of Satan and which come from you. And Lord, help us to step by faith into the things you ask us to do and believe that they're really worthwhile, though they may seem little at the time. May we be faithful in little. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.